Welcome to CPA Spotlight, a look at the issues that impact CPAs, their clients, and their businesses from the Maryland Association of CPAs. Hi again, everyone. I'm Bill Sheridan with the Maryland Association of CPAs. And as you're probably aware, things are getting a little bit crazy for CPAs these days. There are a lot of changes coming down on the accounting standards front, on the tax front, and also on the small business side of the ledger. And the MACPA figured it's time to do something about it. So the association and its legislative volunteers have formed some task forces to address these issues on our members' behalf. I had a chance to sit down with Tom Hood and talk about some of these things. Tom is executive director of the MACPA, and he's here to explain the issues in question, as well as what the task forces are going to be doing about it. Here's Tom. Tom, first some background. Why are we tackling these initiatives right now? What's happening in the profession that makes us feel that these are important things to be doing?
Well, it comes down to, I think, two major themes, Bill, that we're seeing. Actually, you could argue three. One is kind of international, and that's setting the stage for what's going on in the accounting standards area, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But underneath of that, kind of the bigger driving changes are just the speed of changes in this whole environment, both at the standards level and at the tax area, and the complexity that goes with that. So we're seeing two major things going on right now. In the standards area, it's all about this march to international IFRS and what's the resulting fallout of that. And it's manifesting in three key areas that we think are kind of waves of change that we have to be ready to deal with and what we would say respond to for our profession, for our members, if you will, in MACPA. So first is the normal IFRS public company thing that you're hearing about, and that's been delayed by the SEC, and it's kind of on again, off again, right? I call it the long and winding roadmap to the future. So that's going to still happen, right? 2011, they're going to make a decision, and then the roadmap will get probably finalized. So at that point, we're going to have to deal with how public companies will deal with IFRS, converting from US GAAP. The second theme of that is the convergence project. This has been going on since like 2001 or 2002. This is the FASB IASB convergence project that was actually pre-IFRS. That project, though, in this year is going to issue something like 7 or 8 mega standards that go from everything from changing the financial statement presentation to the point where it doesn't have net income, as well as revenue recognition, including lease accounting, some mega areas, fair value accounting, those kind of things. And it's converging with international accounting standards as promulgated by the IASB. That project is going to create massive changes in GAAP in the next 2 years. And so we want to be ready to respond to that one. And then there's a third one that kind of comes underneath that, which gets to the private company arena. And that's this private company standards initiative. The AICPA, I think, did a great job setting that up with the Blue Ribbon Task Force, which is the Financial Accounting Foundation. If you will, it's the nonprofit daddy of the FASB. And so that project actually has got a comment deadline this September, and so and will continue and influence significantly what private companies do. Will there be a separate GAAP for private companies? Will that GAAP be compatible with versions of IFRS or the new IFRS Small Medium Enterprise Edition? So you kind of get the picture, right? Three big themes: IFRS for public companies, ISB FASB convergence, and those standards changes that are happening today. And then the proposals to go to private company financial accounting standards under FASB and where that might go and how that might change. All three of them are playing out between 2010 and 2011.
And tax is an entirely separate ball of wax at this point.
Yeah, and tax, it's, you know, everything seems to be coming in threes, I think, Bill. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but the three big ones in the tax arena right now, PTINs, prepare tax ID number, and the resulting tax preparer regulation standards at the federal level are driving our members nuts, and we need to be responding. So we're working with the AICPA on a major campaign to influence the IRS to make those exempt CPAs, and now more importantly, exempt the staff of CPAs who CPAs are responsible for. So P10 is one. The second big one came with the health care bill. And that's this 1099 for everything bill. Even though many CPAs will make money on that, they don't want to spend time and hit small businesses with fees that they think aren't real. It shouldn't be there. So the 1099 thing plays out in the next year or two. I think 2012 is the first enactment of that, but we're trying to repeal or make that reasonable. And then the third one is sub S, which is the form of a lot of both small businesses and certainly CPA firms, and they're proposing an employment tax on the sub S, which is a layer up from where it typically is. It's a pass-through entity, and it typically goes to the taxpayer. They're going to propose it at an entity level, which increases the tax burden. So that's another surprise that came out of the IRS. So those three big things have forced us to kind of create a quick response team. And so, and same with the standard. So what's happening, Bill, is we're, as an organization, we're swamped with being able to look at them and make sense of them and respond appropriately for our members. So we're going to do the thing we always do, which is get a bunch of our smart members in a room, create a task force, and be able to quick respond to these issues.
So tell me a little bit about those teams. What are they going to be doing?
So, okay, IRS. In fact, we just got permission from our chair, Kimberly Elson Taylor, to do this. And we now have Keith Hubel and Stan Seaman. Both were prior chairs of our federal tax, very active in our tax arena all the time. They're co-chairing our federal tax policy task force. And that group is charged with, first and foremost, responding to the P10 issue, helping us with position papers or white papers or ways of taking a position, and then enacting that, as well as they will be responsible for looking at any other tax proposals that come out quickly that we're going to have to mobilize members about. So the output is a white paper or a way of figuring it out, and then using that to mobilize members to maybe fix the legislation or respond to Congress or the regulators.
And the accounting standards group.
Accounting standards, we're calling it the Accounting Standards Convergence Task Force. It's chaired by Art Flock, who's a prior chairman of MACPA, a managing partner of Baltimore's practice of Grant Thornton. He will. We're going to be pulling together kind of a Noah's Ark. We're going to try to find public company CPAs, private company CPAs, large firm, mid-sized small firm, maybe a regulator or a government person in there. And that group is charged with looking at the FASB proposals and responding to any one of those three categories, IFRS for public companies, ISB, FASB convergence, or private company standards. The first one is private company standards that has a deadline of September 15th, where we'll be trying to write the first position paper to help respond to that. Again, this group, we've been talking about this in town hall meetings. We got a lot of member input and survey results, so we'll be using that to help form our positions and inform our board of directors, who ultimately will approve positions that we take when we start to try to influence the way these things go for the benefit, obviously, of our members.
And the time frame for these two groups, is there pressure to act pretty quickly at this point?
Yeah, it's insane pressure. So we're trying to ramp up. We're soliciting volunteers right now and getting them formulated. Again, so the first deadline standards is September 15 for the private company standards piece. So we're going to go to a couple of our private company CPAs and smaller practices and do that. And then on the IRS side, they're going to mobilize immediately. We're going to try to formulate a position letter to send to Commissioner Shulman of the IRS to say, here's why we think you should take the Maryland law approach for tax preparers and enact similar things, like don't call them certified tax preparers. Exempt CPAs and their staff, and that's the big one right now. And then for the P10 area, we're trying to make it so that we inform members about what this P10 is and what they should do about it. Because here's the thing. If a CPA is like a moonlighting CPA in industry or doesn't have an active license, they will have to take this test if they don't have an active license, register for their P10 by year end, right? And then they'll be exempt from the test and any of the requirements that come from this new federal regulatory initiative. So that's how that's supposed to work.
where will CPAs be able to find out more about what the groups are doing and any potential outcomes of their work?
So, well, first of all, you and I blogging about it will always be on CPASuccess.com. We'll be putting a lot of the latest results there on our website, obviously. We're working on a community platform right now. It would be showing up there. We'll inform members with listservs, and we might even do all member communications to give them where this resource. So we'll probably have a resource center on our website. That would be a permanent housing of the deliberations of these two groups.
And that's pretty good timing, too, in that our fall series of town hall meetings yes. is right around the corner as well.
Obviously, we will cover all of this extensively in the town hall meetings and, in fact, continue to mobilize members to write Congress where it's appropriate, you know, and the standard setters where they are particularly interested in these issues. It's time for CPAs to really pay attention because these are mega, mega changes that are going to happen in the next 2 or 3 years, and we would want our profession to have a voice and a say in those. And so our job is going to be to help informing members and mobilizing them to help us take the right positions to help them out.
Tom, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for listening. For details about these and other issues that impact CPAs, contact the Maryland Association of CPAs at 1-800-782-2036 or visit us on the web at www.macpa.org.